In American cities, the murder rate has been going up the last couple of years. One of the most violent cities in the U.S. is Baltimore. It has more than twice as many homicides per capita as Chicago.
I recently went to Baltimore to meet a photographer named Amy Berbert. She's 22 years old, and this year she's documenting the site of every murder that took place in the city during 2016.
Same place, same time, same day, 1 year later. And for me, that's the biggest piece, is that I have to plan my life around these people's death. I'm missing my cousin's wedding, but these people will never be able to go to another wedding again. So it's a small sacrifice, considering this 318 people will never see these opportunities again.
She took the first photo for this project on January 1st. She'll take the last one on New Year's Eve. Each image goes on social media, where she runs the account Remembering the Stains on the Sidewalk. The project often takes her into sketchy neighborhoods in the middle of the night. On this day, she's documenting the scene of a murder that happened a little past noon in a Baltimore neighborhood called Sandtown Winchester. We drive there from her apartment. On the corner, there's a mural of bare feet treading on roses, and another one across the street that says, "I rise, I rise, I rise." But on either side of it, all the houses are boarded up. There's a liquor store on the corner with a couple people just loitering outside.
The crime scene was right there. So I think that light post with that stuff, you can see it's old balloon ribbons. Mm-hmm. I think that's really from a year ago.
For this project, Berbert never includes people in the photographs. She says that's because she's documenting the loss of life, an absence. On this day, a little boy and girl are playing cards on the steps of a row house right by where the murder happened a year ago. As we step out of the car, Berbert points out a police helicopter overhead.
A police officer is pulling up in front of about a half dozen guys hanging out on the corner. The police officer is saying, "Hey, someone called," and the guys are just scattering.
Appreciate it, gentlemen. Afternoon, folks. Good afternoon.
Hey.
When Amy actually takes the photograph at 12:30, it feels almost anticlimactic. This is the moment 1 year ago that a man was shot and killed where we're standing. As we walk away, a guy shouts at her to stop taking photos.
Sorry, what's that?
You got people all in your picture, you ain't asking.
Oh no, they're not in the picture.
It is, I didn't watch the whole lens, it looked old fast.
You wanna see the picture?
The guy walks away and we get back in the car. This is photograph number 131 in the project. Of course, the man who died on this corner a year ago is not just a number. His name was Donzel Canada. His murder remains unsolved, and he was 29 years old.
When I met him, he used to be right here on this corner. They call him Zelly at that time.
Zelly?
Yeah.
This is Pastor Rodney Hudson. He wears a button-up shirt with a bow tie and a crucifix around his neck. On this swampy day, we are in his office at the Ames Memorial United Methodist Church in Baltimore. The window box air conditioner is working overtime. He says Donzel Canada, or Zelly, was friends with Freddie Gray, the man who died in police custody 2 years ago, leading to protests in Baltimore.
They were young guys just coming up, just trying to earn a little living, doing street pharmaceuticals, as we call it.
When you say street pharmaceuticals, are we talking about like prescription pills or weed or
any kind of pill that you want, you can find it right here. We can go right down the street, and that's what they were doing.
Do you know how he wound up in that situation?
When there are no jobs and when your parents are having to depend on you to become an income maker, it becomes a way of life. And I believe deep in my heart that if they had another choice, that this would not have been the desired life. But this is all they knew. All they knew were killing. All they knew was drug addiction.
He met these guys when he arrived at the church 9 years ago. Donzel Canada was 20 years old then. Over time, he earned their trust, and he invited them to play basketball with him on a nearby court. We head out into the heat to take a look.
Excuse me, my brothers.
How you doing there, sir?
How y'all feeling?
Hey, Pastor.
How you feeling? All right.
Pastor Hudson seems to know everyone in this neighborhood, from the old folks sitting in the shade to the young men slouching on street corners and the kids playing on the basketball court.
This is where he'd be listening to his music, sitting on the steps.
I could imagine somebody saying, "These kids are punks, they're dealers. Why invest your time and energy in them?"
Because in order to save the community, you got to start one person at a time.
There are about 10 kids at the basketball court playing now. Do you look at those kids and wonder which one of them is going to grow up and get a good job? Which one of them is going to get sucked in by the streets?
Every day.
He wishes there were better infrastructure, opportunities, activities for these kids, and jobs for their parents. Already this year, more than 180 people have been killed in Baltimore. That means things in the city are getting worse, not better. Politicians, lawyers, and police have an obvious role to play here. At Amy Berbert's apartment, I asked her what she thinks artists can do. She told me a photographer like her can make connections between the powerful and the powerless.
So if art can look at this group of people that's hurting and help tell their story, or at least give them a platform to tell their story for themselves, the politicians, the policymakers, all of the people that can make a difference can really understand what the issue is.
Her images are on Facebook and Instagram with the tag Stains on the Sidewalk.